Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I've noticed more and more that the phone calls that I make and the phone calls that I receive are becoming more. I'm receiving more phone calls on WhatsApp calls than I am on voice calls. Now, some of it is because the sound is better, the clarity is better. But the question is, what is happening here? Do we have the same protection in law? Because I saw some things about privacy with regard to WhatsApp, and I wanted to try and understand what is really happening here. Akmor Berger-Smith, Director of Competition Law, Head of Data Privacy at Worksman's Attorney. A very good morning. We haven't spoken for way, way too long. I'm hoping you're well.
Morning, I'm well, and yes, indeed, we haven't spoken to one another for quite a while.
This is such an interesting subject because it also shows how our law needs to keep adapting. Because whereas a couple of years ago, our phone calls were almost 100% voice calls, they've now moved quite significantly to WhatsApp calls, which is quite interesting.
It is interesting, and the two of us are this morning having a WhatsApp call, and I think, rightly, you and your listeners and myself should ask ourselves why, and you've actually put your finger on it. The reality is, most of the time, you just get a better quality call over WhatsApp. And I think partly thinking about the issue, just first of all, so what can be happening, and this is just contemplating what's happening in the broader mobile network world, we're moving towards 2G and 3G network switch off and moving on to 4G, 5G LTE networks, and inevitably that bandwidth and type of network will give you a better quality call. So I think that is partly why we're looking at WhatsApp calls from a convenience perspective. But when you say, you've heard about WhatsApp and the information regulator, and yes, indeed, and the information regulator has been investigating WhatsApp, I think the important question for us to consider and ponder, and you and I have spoken about, cold calling and all these marketing calls you receive and everything else. Now, in a guideline that the information regulator issued, they specifically pull in telephone calls under the jurisdiction of the Protection of Personal Information Act based on WhatsApp calls, on VoIP calls, so voice over internet protocol calls. That is what a WhatsApp call is. It's not a contiguous line. It comes through in data pockets. That's, technically how it works in a very rudimentary way. So that's how the information regulator looks at it, because they also have realized more and more people are making use of WhatsApp for calls. Now, also, what your listeners are now going to say is, but why do we still receive all these calls if the regulator is clear that, that falls under the ambit of the Act? You would note, if you receive a lot of the spam calls you receive are not made on WhatsApp. Those are normal telephone numbers. So why would you do that? And I've argued very strongly that a normal call does not fall within the definition of electronic communication in terms of the POPIA legislation. But I have to agree with the regulator that if it's a data call, it's something different.
So the data calls do fall within that regulation. Is that what you're saying?
So I think it can be argued that it does, and that's what the information regulator does. I've said to you historically, you can never look at one piece of legislation in isolation. So you need to look at the Consumer Protection Act. You need to look at the Electronic Communications and Transactions Act. You need to look at POPIA. All those three pieces of legislation defines what does electronic communication actually means. And the POPIA definition is different because it talks about when you leave a message on a telephone call, But then it also, you know, it goes broader, and it's in going into that broader definition that the information regulator, by way of a guideline, says, you know, if you make a cold call, a spam call over a telephone, we will deem that to fall under electronic communication in terms of the definition of the legislation. So that is where they come to their interpretation that the legislation applies to telephone calls. We've argued that people can call, and they can call once, and they can ask for your permission. That's what the legislation says, but we're talking about cold calling.
Yes.
That just happens on a continuous basis. Just ask yourself, how many
drives me mad.
Policies have you been offered?
You know, how many times I could die and be covered for it? It would be just absolutely amazing. But no, it is. But that is so interesting that I didn't realize, and certainly I've learned something that there's a difference between these data calls and a voice call. And look, the other advantage of WhatsApp is it's very easy to block people. You just hit that block button. And I'm fairly liberal with that on WhatsApp, but do you see this? We really are running out of time, unfortunately. But do you see this, the law changing, or is our law well positioned to deal with this move to data calls over regular voice calls?
I think the regulatory environment caters for that. From a data privacy perspective, and this whole issue around cold calling and, direct marketing making use of cold calling, and I think therein we still require some development. The regulator stands firm that this is her belief and she will stand by it and fall by it. A lot of people are disagreeing with it, and I think either our law needs to be clearer or our courts have to rule on
Absolutely.
The matter.
I just see there's a message from Jenna. It's not going to be for this conversation, saying, could you please ask your guest to come back and discuss AI recordings, recording of meetings? I think that's actually a very, very interesting conversation. I'm going to ask Senna to set that up with you if you're comfortable with that. But that is where we leave it. Thank you, as always, Amor Berger-Smith, Director of Competition Law, Head of Data Privacy at Worksmans Attorneys.